Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope you're excited today to make a fresh and new start. You know, there is no such thing as a wrong time to do a reboot. There's an old saying that says what starts out right is what ends up right, and what starts out wrong may never get right. Have you ever heard that one before? I mean, really, you got to think about it a little bit, because often we try to cheat it. We jump into a new project because we're excited. You know, we're full of hope. I don't think many of us start a new project in our business because we expect for it to not work. I mean, I think we all have that much intelligence. But the thing about it is that we then sometimes take the hope and the excitement and we don't make a plan. We just dive in the middle and hope that we're going to work our way to the edge. It'd be kind of like trying to do a puzzle with all the pieces upside down and just kind of trying to figure it out. I mean, you can do that, but it's very hard to find success. My dad used to say, if you don't have time to do it right the first time, then when are you going to have time to fix it? So today we want to talk about starting out right, about having a plan for execution so that when you do something, you do it with excellence and you do it with an intention to succeed right from the very start. Now, to help us with that today, I am so delighted to be joined by a powerhouse. If you guys have never heard this lady, you will be blown away. This is the woman who is personally the director of new product development for the first ever publicly traded motivational and coaching company, Motivating the Masses. We heard a little bit from Lisa Nichols last week. Well, Nicole works hand in hand with her, and when Lisa has a new project she wants to start, Nicole is actually the person who takes it and makes it into a product. So I would love to introduce to you a great friend and somebody that I love getting advice from, Nicole Roberts Jones. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Steve? I'm excited to be here and get to chat with you, and actually everybody else gets to hear us talk for a change.
Yeah, we'll just let them listen in, and, you know, we'll have a lot of fun.
Right, exactly.
So Nicole, I was fortunate enough to be married to my wife, who got to spend some very nice up close and personal time with you in Malibu. And then you and I have since gotten a chance to have some really great chats as well. But for folks who are just getting introduced to you this morning, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. So I always like to start with, you know, my bio and resume is so over, and really who I am is a woman in the journey. So I started this journey over 20-something years ago, even though I'm still 25. So don't try to do the math as I tell you the story. But literally, you know, I woke up in 1993, and I had a very, very successful career. At the time, I was working in the entertainment industry and was working on the hottest television show on Fox, going to all the Hollywood parties, you know, living the Hollywood dream, but I was living in a nightmare. And I say that because I woke up and realized that I didn't even know my own soul. I realized that I had gotten to a place that everyone else said I should be in. I had gotten to a place where, you know, I was successful, but I was living someone else's success. And I don't know if any of you that are joining us on this call today are in a place that you know that you're called to do this other thing, but because everyone else has told you, you know, that list that we make, that 0.5 kids you're supposed to have and that certain career we're supposed to have, that you're living that list, but you're not living in your passion and your purpose. Well, that's the place that I was in 1993. And, you know, every time I tried to have a conversation with one of my friends, Steve, all of them thought I had lost my mind. Because, again, I'm living the dream. going to all the hot Hollywood parties, bumping elbows with, you know, stars, people you've seen on TV and have seen on films, and I might have been dating one or two. So I look like I was living that thing that everybody else so deeply desires, but I wasn't, because I wasn't living what I wanted. And so I'm making a long story short, you guys, but I had to tell you the story this way because, you know, literally one of my good girlfriends invited me to volunteer at a youth program at our church. And this is, again, in the midst of me feeling dazed and confused because I knew I wasn't meant to be there, but everybody else was so excited about where I was, so I didn't know what the heck to do, to be quite honest. And so I go to that church that night, and as I start working with these young women, their eyes are lighting up. And as their eyes light up, my heart is lighting up. And I realized in that moment that is what I'm meant to do. But again, this is 1993. There's no such thing as a life coach. There's no such thing as a self-development industry. Well, there probably was, but it was so underground that nobody really was talking about this thing yet. And so I knew that I had to do this thing that I didn't know if I was going to get paid from doing, this thing that I didn't, you know, no one was knocking down the doors to do. And so in 1993, I started a youth program at my church. And within the next 2 years, a youth program became a coaching program because I had more adults coming to me. First it was my kids' parents, then they send their friends, and so I started working more with women than I did youth. And so really, over the last 20 years, I have been coaching entrepreneurial women to live in the power of who they are, because that's what I found along the way. And here's the thing you got to understand, and I call it your fears, by the way. I'll explain that in a minute. But when you understand your gifts, your know-how, your greatness, your expertise, when you stand in it unapologetically, it ain't even for you. It's for every person that you are called to serve in your unique gift. And so that, in that moment in 1993, when I began to realize how much I loved pouring into other women, and yeah, I have some male clients too, but really the majority of the people I work with are women. But, you know, I loved it so much, and I really was doing it for free until I then began to understand how to monetize it. And when I got to the place that I understood that this was my gift and it was supposed to make room for me, which means it's supposed to be able to create a life for me. So that's a long story short. So now I'm a coach. I work with, like Steve said, I do program development officer, and really helping people understand how to monetize their brilliance, or like what I like to say, take their brilliance to the bank.
I like that phrase. So tell us about... Yeah, tell us about finding your fierce. I love that phrase so much.
Yay, I know, you know. I love it because it totally captures who I am, and Steve knows who I am. So what fierce is this. For all of you that can hear my voice and know who Beyonce is, and if you don't, then Google her. So when Beyonce is on stage, she calls herself Sasha Fierce. And see, when Beyonce is on stage, she is living in the full power of her gift, what she's meant to do and what she's meant to be. So I want you to stop for a minute, and if you're driving, then pull over, because I don't want you to close your eyes while you're driving. I want you to think about you living in your fear, you living in the power of your gift. You know that thing that your friends call you for, that you do effortlessly, the thing you probably do and don't get paid for, the thing you do that you just, it oozes out of your pores so easy. That thing is your fear. And see, when you begin to live in it and begin to understand that gift and grow it, it becomes your fierce because it gets so big and your life starts to shine and people start to come to you more and more for that thing. And then that thing, again, I said it a minute ago, is not for you. See, I believe that when we are born to this earth, that God, and I'm going to say God, if you have some other word you call the creator, insert it so you don't miss my point. But when we are born, God puts specific DNA in us that gives us that gift. And along the journey in this thing called life, things happen to us that make us not believe in that gift. And so for me, fighting to get back to that, which is what happened to me in 1993, is why I call it fierce. Fierce has a fight in it. Sure, I can call it greatness. I can call it your gift or your expertise, but fierce has a fight in it. And what I learned in this journey for me is that I wasn't alone. So many of us aren't functioning in our full fierce because, you know, things have happened to us or people have said things to us that make us doubt who we are. And so that's really why I call it our fears, because I really help, you know, my clients understand their fears, grow it, stand in it unapologetically, and then learn how to monetize it and make that into the platform from which they grow a profit.
Nice. So, you know, I mean, I said at the beginning of the hour that we find ourselves in a place, whether it be 20 years ago in our lives or right now today, mm-hmm. where we have a passion. We have something mm-hmm. that, like you said, that you know that you know that you know you're going to do. And the key to doing that is to do it full out, to do it the right way, to not mess around mm-hmm. with it. You know, so often you talked about it, you know, we do it so effortlessly. We don't charge people for it. I just, you know, a lot of people that are in you guys' community will understand the two hands up and stand up. I'm trying to put my hands up and stand up here while you were talking, you know, with the radio.
I control the radio buttons too, right?
You know, and I'm just like, you know, yeah, you know, we do that. We do it so well. And then we, you know, and then we discount it, you know, like I tease all the time that, you know, I think Lisa could read you her grocery list and you'd end up inspired, you know, you'd be like, hey, I got to go get some avocados right now.
Right.
And she does it so effortlessly. You know, I've mm-hmm, seen you mm-hmm. in front of a crowd and take a room that is a little quiet and pump them up and get them excited, you know, and you do it just with ease. And people always, of course, look at folks like yourself and Lisa and different ones like that. And they're like, well, yeah, but I'm not talented in that way. And the mm-hmm. biggest thing that I want to start off this show right with is to help people know that your thing is just as big as any enormous stage that any insert celebrity here person has ever been on, because the world right. needs what you have. You were made for
exactly.
a reason. I mean, we don't need another Oprah. We had an Oprah. She was awesome.
Right.
She has impacted the world
right.
enormously, but she mm-hmm. she did Oprah. You know?
Mm-hmm. When you think about that, Steve, Oprah couldn't do Oprah without her team. So even her executive producer, which I think her name is Sandy, I can't remember. She used to talk about her all the time. So who Oprah is because of who Sandy was. So you got to understand, Sandy may never be seen on TV. She may never stand on a platform, but her gift was to produce. And so, again, you know, I love what you're saying, that everybody's not meant to be on a stage, but, you know, that very thing that you do actually builds something else. And so what I mean by that is, you know, whether you're an accountant, I know good and darn well my accountant is gifted, and I couldn't do what I was doing without him. Let's be clear.
Mm.
So his gift helps me be able to pay my taxes, save some money for retirement so I can retire well. So, you know, you've mm-hmm. got to understand that your gift, it influences the rumble in the earth. And so whether you're standing on stage or you're the person that's turning on the light so I can stand on the stage without tripping as I walk up the steps, whatever that is, your part is a part of the landscape of our life. And we couldn't live this life without each of us playing our various roles. It's just like there's a Bible verse, dare I say. Now, I'm not going to have church, I promise you, because I've brought up God twice. But there's a Bible verse that says, you know, a hand has many members. So if you look at your hand, what your thumb does is not the same as your index finger. It's not the same as your pinky. Every one of your fingers has a different way that it moves on your hand so that you can pick something up. So that's the mm-hmm. same way we are in the world. Every one of us has a different function so that the world can actually function. The world can go around. The world can have, we can all have our doing and our being. So I love that. I love that you brought that up, Steve.
Yeah. I think it's just so important that we take the time to start this show outright. I mean, if we're going to talk to you about starting mm-hmm. outright, then we need to start outright. And so I wanted to emphasize in this first segment just how amazing you are, and to take Nicole's, you know, her vision and what she did and use it as an empowerment to you to do you the best version you can do. So I'm going to encourage everybody during this first break to reach down deep inside of yourself and begin to start pulling out what Nicole just said, your fears. What makes you the lion or lioness in your world for what you're called to do? We're going to take this commercial break, and then, yeah,
before
go
we take
for
the
it.
Commercial break, kind of ask them to all post it on their Facebook page. Post it on your Facebook page and do tag Thrive Radio, hashtag Thrive Radio, and hashtag Find Your Fears. So we get, so Steve and I can read it, and we can see what your fears is.
Yeah. Let us
and
know,
and
I'll
you can
even
announce it to the world.
Yeah. Let the world know. So you find your fears during this commercial break, and we will be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Nicole Roberts-Jones, and we are helping you start out right. I hope that there are some lionesses, some tigresses out there that are just roaring like they never have roared before. I didn't get a chance to peek over to Facebook or Twitter and see how many of you have posted, but I hope you will post to us and let us know. What is your fears? We're interested. We want to know. We want to support you in that and encourage you in that. I know Nicole well enough to know that she has absolutely no problem coming alongside of you and believing with you in a dream that may be bigger than you've ever dared to dream until this morning. And I'm right there with her. So let's dive deep now into starting out something right. Number one, and then I'm going to throw it over to Nicole, is you need to know that today, regardless of where you are in a project, can be your start point. So don't beat yourself up. Don't fall into criticism of yourself. Just put a stick in the ground and start out right now from here. So, Nicole, let's talk about this. Let's talk about, why people don't succeed. You know, why don't they start stuff out right? Why don't they reach for who they are?
Well, I love that we're talking about starting out right, because here's the thing. When you're starting a business, there is no right, dare I say. It's that you just get started. You know, the way I started, I guarantee you, if Steve and I told our stories, the way he started is not the same way I started. The same way Lisa started, the same way you that are listening. You know, if you're already starting your business, each of us have started differently. The important part is that you start. I know so many business owners, at least the number that I coach, so I'm sure that's probably pretty much everybody, because I've been doing this for 20 years. Mm. Everybody gets stuck up on what to do first, or I don't know how, or I'm just not ready. You never will be all the way ready, so stop trying to get ready and just take your first step. I often tell clients it's like this. You know, I live in Boston, so if I'm driving to see my brother and sister-in-law in New York, I always use my GPS. Now, when I type in their address, it's a 3-hour drive. Well, if I'm driving, it's 2.5 hours, but that's another show. But here's the point. I don't look at the entire directions, the entire step-by-step. I don't look at that because that would overwhelm me. I wouldn't remember it all. I only look at my next turn, my next step. And so that's what I want to encourage you. In order to start off right, is just take one step. And know that when you take that one step, your next step will come naturally. Instead of you trying to figure out the entire way, because you've never been in this place before. That's why it's overwhelming. That's why so many people don't get started, because they get, you know, scared at the whole process. So stop trying to eat the whole pie and eat one slice. One. So everybody say one. How you start right is by starting at all and taking one step. That's it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've said it on here before. How do you swallow an elephant? You do it one bite at a time.
Right. You cut that baby up and eat one bite. There is no way you get a whole elephant in your mouth at once. And if you did, you sure would be sick. I'm just saying.
So the first thing is you got to get started. What's next?
So, oftentimes when people are coming to me, and I'm going to talk to you guys from a program development perspective, because here's the thing, whether you're developing a program or developing a business, you start at the same exact place. Because when you start a business, you start a program, it's not for you. It's for every person that you are called to touch. And I just said this a few minutes ago, every person you're called to work with. So if it's not about you, then why do we always say, this is what I think they need? Well, hello, you're not them. So it's just like when you go to the doctor's office. Do you walk in the doctor's office and he or she just hands you a prescription? Now, I don't know about you, but if I walked in a doctor's office and they didn't look down my throat, they didn't listen to my heart, they didn't ask me what was wrong, and then, you know, really try to figure it out, I would not take that prescription. But that's what we do. Mm-hmm. When we develop a business and we don't ask our ideal client what's their pain point, what's ailing them, what's the problem that you're seeking the solution to? And we think we may know. Well, you might ask from that place, like a doctor does, but sometimes what you think and what comes forth can be two totally different things. And so it's really, really starting from a place of assessing your client's need from their perspective, not, again, from what you think they need or what you think they want. You need to know from them. That is so critical. That is so critical when you're starting a business. Because I can't emphasize that enough.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, because so often we just assume that we know them. And we don't take even a minute, let alone a couple of days, to do enough research. I mean, we've got Google these days. You know, I mean, research is not like, you know, you had to back in the day when we had to go to, you know, the library and actually study things.
I remember those.
You sit down in front of your computer and you start typing in Google.
What's even more powerful, because sometimes the stuff on the computer, by the time they upload it, is even old, depending on what's going on. If you're dealing with something that's a new, hot, trending need, it's, you know, do a focus group with your ideal client. Mm-hmm. Do some surveys. pick up the phone and call people that are your ideal client and ask them, tell me what your three greatest challenges are. Because, you know, it's funny, I was just talking to a client right before we hopped on this show, and I was saying to her that you are already, people are already telling you their needs, but your ears are not open to listen because you're not thinking about it. And so now it's going to really hear, no matter where you are, if you're at a dinner party, and this is how I am, my husband laughs at me, I could be somewhere with him at an event for his business, and I'm still, an ideal client's in here. So I'm pulling over, talking to them about where they are and what's going on. And because of that, I always stay current. I'm always ahead of the game. I'm always thinking about, well, how do I serve this new emerging need? And if you do that in your business, that's going to keep you, dare I say, that's going to keep revenue flowing into your business. Instead of just creating something, well, I did it. They must not know they need it. No, you must not understand their need if they're not coming to buy it. Or you're not speaking to them in their language so they can identify that you have the solution to their need. So important.
So much so. If you're not speaking the language of the person that you're talking to, they're not going to understand you. You know, if you went to a foreign country and you started speaking English to somebody who's never heard English before, and I know it's a little harder
right.
these days to find those countries, but they still exist, trust me, you know, they would look at you. They may even look at you like you're demon-possessed, you know? I mean, what is this stuff coming out
right.
of this person's mouth? And
look,
I think a lot of times we put up a website.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say that happens to me because I speak fast. So even if that person speaks English and it's English as a second language, they're sticking looking at me like I'm crazy because I speak fast. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we throw up a website that has, you know, all the things that we think are going to be great without checking with anybody else. And then, you know, nobody comes to the website because, A, websites aren't magical, you know, and
right.
B, because it's not appealing to the people that we want to serve in the first place. I love that hint. You know, how about if you just talk to a couple people and ask them?
Mm-hmm. How about that? How simple would that be? And, you know, what's interesting is when I go out and ask and have conversations, number one, you're doing a couple of things. Not only are you finding out their need, but you're also telling them, oh, I have something that'll serve you. So you're like doing a commercial and you don't even realize it. Just by having conversations. And, you know, think about that time you've gone to the doctor's office, if this has happened to you, and you've met that one doctor that you really felt like that doctor cared about you. Now, what was it about that doctor, whether it was at a doctor's office, at the hospital, you know, wherever it was, what was it about that doctor that made you feel like, hey, he or she really got me? I'm going to tell you what it was. They talked to you. They asked you questions. They were there with you in your pain. And so that's the same thing I'm saying, do to your client. You know, those doctors that when you go to the hospital, you know, you have that one nurse that's just not nice. That doesn't talk to you, barely looks at you, doesn't ask you how your day was or your night was if you had to spend the night because you were, you know, had surgery, dare I say, the day before. It's that nurse that comes in and it's wonderful and talks to you that you then feel cared for. That's the same thing I'm saying that you do for your client. And the reason why I'm using a doctor or a nurse as an example is because, again, you are the answer to someone's problem. You are that prescription that they go and get filled so that they can take it. And whatever that pain point is, whether it's, you know, you're building a business to help them understand their life and to love themselves again, whether you're building a business to help people build businesses, whether you are a clothing designer, hello, dare I say, and if you're designing clothes, you want your client to look good, you know, whether you are a trainer and you're helping people exercise to get healthy, whatever that is, notice I'm saying you're helping people too. So you ain't helping you, you're helping people too. And when you meet them where they are, not where you want them to be, but where they are right now, that really is the critical first step in them saying yes to you before they even know how you're going to serve them.
And that is probably the most fundamental element of starting out something right as is possible. So, A, once you get moving, you know, you pull out of the driveway because the car's not going to get anywhere until you turn on the ignition and the wheels are spinning.
Right.
You know, then you just start asking people. I mean, you've heard the old saying, you know, a guy and a girl are riding in a car, you know, and the guy is just barreling down the road and he refuses to ask for quest, you know, for directions, you know, and they're just getting more and more lost. Well, don't be like
right.
that. You know, pull off to mm-hmm. the side of the road, go into the neighborhood gas station, you know, metaphorically, and ask people, you know, how do I get to this place? What would it look like if I was in this place? You know, what do you need? You know, I mean, those are so impactful. So now that you've found your fears during this commercial, you're going to take a little bit of time and you're going to think to yourself, who are the people that I could go ask, how can I serve you? How can I serve you? Nicole said something, and I got to say it before we take this break. It's so impactful. It's not about you. It's for them. So keep that in mind. Think about that, and we will be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve. Nicole and I are here talking to you about starting out right. And you know, the thing about it is that all of the things we're talking about today have to do specifically with starting a new business or starting a new project in your business or those things. But I found it's amazing, actually, that most of this stuff actually applies in your life, too. You know, so you're sitting there listening, and I know I have some listeners because some of you have told me, and you don't see yourself as a business person per se. The thing you need to understand is that your gifting is bigger than the monetization of that or what you do from 9 to 5 each day. As Nicole said, your gift is going to make room for itself, and you may wake up one day and find that that's what you're doing from 9 to 5 every day. But right here, right now, in the place that you are here for a reason. Some of you are moms. You know, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, Billy Graham impacted the world, but he'd never have been the man that he was if his mom hadn't been the mom that she was. You know, so don't discount how important you are to the world and how much this stuff applies into your life as well as into your business. Now, with that said, Nicole, let's jump back into business owners because that is, you know, thriving entrepreneur, we're assuming we're going to talk to business people, you know, and if that's not who's listening, then I need to ask more questions like we learned in the last segment. Let's talk some specifics about how a person can develop, you know, a system around an idea that helps them make money.
Yes, and I love this. And by the way, I have to just real quick piggyback on what you just said about moms or you know, people that may not own their own business. But here's the thing. If you're a mom, you are running your household. So trust and believe you're running the most important business there is, number one. Number two, if you're an executive assistant, trust me, you're running your boss. Whether they realize it or not, you really are. So know that anything I'm sharing with you is definitely something you can apply. Because when you are an executive assistant, let's say, and you are now over a project, then the systems and tools I'm sharing as you develop a project is the same thing because you have an ideal client that you're developing that project for. So even my husband, who's the vice president of a Fortune 500 company, when he comes home frustrated, I hope he does listen to his radio because I'm telling his business, but when he comes home frustrated and is based on a client and I talk to him about about where that client is and I shift his perspective, he comes home the next day and that same client that drove him doggone crazy the day before all of a sudden isn't driving him crazy anymore. You know why? Because now he's meeting that client where that client is instead of him trying to make the client where he wants that client to be. So I hope that, you know, as we share, that you see yourself. And if you don't, you know, we are both here, dare I say, to serve you. So I want to hear from you. Post a message on my Facebook page. I'm happy to entertain a conversation with you about how this stuff might apply. So anyway, back to the question that Steve asked me about developing systems. So here is the thing that I absolutely love doing, and I'm going to try to talk slow because I get really, really excited. Each one of you does something every day that can be developed into a system. So I'm going to use a couple of examples. First, I'm going to use an example on a personal note. So a system is a way that you do things that you do it the same way every time. So think about it like this. When you wake up in the morning, is there a certain routine you do? You know, you hop out of bed. I'm talking about me, by the way. When I hop out of bed and I go in the bathroom, the way I wash my face, the way I brush my teeth, I do it the exact same way every morning. You know, the way I then go downstairs and prepare breakfast, I have this whole system that I do every morning, right? And whether we realize it or not, we have a whole method that we might do, cooking or washing your car or that really, that method. Methodology kind of thinking is what a system is. And here's the thing, in your business, when you think about as a coach, if you see people over a six sessions you do in your coaching, 6, 7, 5, however many sessions you do, typically in a coaching relationship, there is probably, if you think about it, you probably have the same conversations. Of course, the person on the other line is a different person, but there are certain things you do in each of those conversations that may be systemic, a system. You know, so if you sat down and wrote down, anytime you're working with a client, there's a result, a predictable result you get that client to. At least I hope so, because if you don't, I don't know why anybody's hiring you, dare I say. But at the end of your coaching relationship, the end of your program, if you're a trainer, whatever it is you do, even a mom, when your child is graduating from high school, at the end of that time they have with you, what's the result that they get to? And if you write that result on a piece of paper and then you sit and you think about all the things that you do to get them to that result, all of those things that you're able to write down are steps that you take them through to get to that predictable result. And if you can move those steps into a system. So let's say you write down 5 steps. Let's say 7. And by the way, 7 is the most I would recommend. So if you end up writing more than 7, I guarantee if you look at them, some of those can be meshed together into 1 step. Okay? So when you find 7 steps, that becomes your signature system. And I'm giving y'all some free content, by the way. So if you're not taking notes, I suggest you pull out a pen and start. So say you realize you have 7 steps, right? So those 7 steps are what you do in your one-on-one coaching relationship. But those 7 steps can also be your webinar series, 7 modules. Those 7 steps can also be a free gift you give away and just say, these are the 7 steps I take clients through. But you don't deep dive. You just say, these are the 7 steps. You know, they can also be, each of those 7 steps can be their own standalone workshop. 1 step, 1 workshop. 2nd step, a whole different workshop, right? So what you can do is begin to develop multiple streams of income just by systematizing your business. Juicy stuff, y'all. And I got to tell you, when people come to me, if you have a book, your book is a system. Well, if it's a nonfiction book, I should say, cause fiction book is not a system, right? So a nonfiction book is a system. If you go in your book, and let's say you have 10 chapters now. You have 10 chapters, now let's say 9. If you have 9 chapters, the first chapter doesn't count because that's your intro. And your last chapter doesn't count, more than likely, because that's your conclusion. But if it's a nonfiction book, the rest of those chapters give people step-by-step something, whether you realize it or not. You're showing them something that you've learned for yourself, your expertise, your know-how, because you've been through something in your life, and now you want to impart that knowledge to someone else in your life or your business. That book can become a webinar using the same 7 steps. And yet, I got to tell you, how I came up with this possibility is in my own journey, in my own business, because so often people think that, oh, I have to write something new, oh, I have to write something new, when in all actuality, you only have 1 signature. My signature signs a check, it signs my husband's birthday card, it signs, you know, a book. I have 1 signature. I don't change my signature because I'm going to a different place, then I would be inauthentic. Like, I don't change my name. My name is Nicole when I'm talking to Steve or when I'm talking to my husband now. My husband might get some extra Nicole that other people don't get, but Nicole is, at her core, doesn't shift. So why do you think you need to shift your conversation every time you're working on something? No. So if you look at my website, my Find Your Fierce formula is in everything I do. It's in my Find Your Fierce life where I'm helping you stand in the power of who you are. It's in my Find Your Fierce message where I'm helping you develop programs that bring not impact but income. And it's that same signature, you guys. And so it's so important that you not only understand what your client's need is, but what is your signature that's going to identify that need, that's going to help them get to that need, to that outcome, to that result. And I probably went off on a tangent, but it really is, you know, it's more, your business is more than a logo. It really is. I just wrote an article on this, by the way, which just makes it even more top of mind for me. But so many people think, oh, my logo is going to take me far. No, that's one piece of your brand. But if you can have a signature conversation where your client can automatically identify the result they're going to get just because you showed them, these are the 5 steps I'm going to take through. Because then what happens is people can say, oh, well, I can see how I can get to the end because I can see the 5 steps. I get it. But when I just say I'm going to coach you and I can't tell you how, then people, it's harder for people to say yes to me. So it's that signature, that system that really does help people say yes to you sooner, quicker, faster, so that you not just influence, so that you don't just make an impact, but that income comes to you because they can see the solution to their problem before they even start working. Long
that's
answer,
so
but that's, does it.
Oh, no, that was a perfect answer. I was thinking while you were talking about it, about the light bulb that Kathy and I had. You know, we've been together, this is our 14th year, you know, our anniversary will be the end of the year, but this is about the time we met. 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we were both entrepreneurs. You know, we both had businesses and then we just kind of complimented each other for like 13 years. You know, we didn't actually get smart and combine our businesses. We just kind of, here, honey, can you do this part? Because this is what you do, you know, back and forth. And then last year, somebody encouraged us, you know, that we should. And we got smart and did that. And that's where We Help You Thrive comes from, you know, is Kathy and Steve being smart and working together. And
right,
I remember
right.
when they said, what's your signature system? And at first, it seems like this enormous mountain, like, you know, oh, gosh, I got to sit down and create a system. And it seems so overwhelming. And then you sit down and you think about, what do I do every time? You know, whether it be something simple, you know, what do I talk about every time I'm talking to people? You know, I'm always telling people, it's what is the thing that you say so often that every time you start talking about it, your kids roll their eyes? You know you got something there, you know. Oh, there goes Dad again. He's talking about, you know. And you sit down with that. And you start going, what do I say to every client? What does that process look like? Next thing you know, I mean, about an hour later, Kathy and I had our signature system in an organized fashion. We had always had it. It wasn't, like you said, like with your signature. You know, maybe when you were 16 or 17 or 18, you sat down to figure out how to make your signature cool. You know what I mean?
Right, but since then, after about
a million checks, you know, and 100,000 birthday cards, you know, your signature is what it is. You just whip, there you go. You know, here, have a signature.
Right.
Same thing is true with your signature system. It just comes out of you. It just is. It's who you are. In point of fact, to steal a phrase that I heard Lisa say, looking behind the curtain, the entirety of the Tuesday Thriving Entrepreneur is based out of Kathy and I's signature system. And you're on one of the steps today. And that step is having a plan, you know.
Right.
After we empower you to know that you can do it, then we need to sit down and make a plan so that, you know, it works out right. So, and we're blessed to have Nicole in our life to help us with that. So, Nicole, what I'd like you to do for a minute or two here is talk to people how they could be blessed to have you in their life and have you work with them. What could they do?
Sure. So, first I have to say this because this came to me while you were talking. So, those of you that have ever seen a Comcast or a Verizon or a cable remote control, And picture for a minute all the different buttons on it and how overwhelming all those buttons are on that remote control, if you know what I'm talking about. And those of you that have Apple TV, if you don't have this, I want you to Google it so you can see the remote. Apple TV has two buttons, maybe three on their remote, and that's it. And so the difference between working with me as a coach that helps you develop your programs, your platform, your products, and really trying to figure it out on your own is, on your own, it's like that Verizon, that Comcast remote. Overwhelming is so much. I don't know where to start. Oh, my God, I need to do this program. Oh, my God, I need to do this program. Oh, my God. And that's how people come to me. And then when I walk you through a process where I show you and we identify who your ideal client is and what their need is, it's like that Apple remote. So what I do is make the system so simple that it's easy for you to duplicate, dare I say, and I don't know how many coaches say this because, dare I even say, I don't want you to have to want me again. I know that sounds so mean, but I really want to coach you in a way that you can do what I just showed you how to do without me. That's the purpose. I'm not trying to steal your money. I'm just trying to direct you in the right direction so that when we're done this time, I show you, now that we've done this first product together, great. Now you can go and do a second, a third, and a fourth, and let me tell you what they should be based on where you are today and how you assess it, based on how I already showed you how to assess your client. So ideally, whether you coach with me one-on-one or I have a group coaching program or a webinar, my target goal is this, is that you really begin to generate that revenue that you are meant to make. See, I started in this journey. I told you I've been doing it 22 years, and at the 18th year mark, I was only making $13,000. Y'all heard me right, $13,000 after 18 years. And what made the difference for me, now mind you, I was already successful. I had 10 chapters of my youth program in 10 states. I had a maxed out coaching roster, but I didn't know my worth, you guys. I wasn't charging enough for my services. I was doing most of it for free. And I didn't have any programs. And I got to tell you, I hired a coach, which, by the way, never hire a coach that doesn't have a coach. I have a coach right now. You never want to hire a coach that's not being coached because that means they're not coachable. So how does someone teach something if they're not willing to learn it? Just saying, I had to put that in there. But anyway, so when I hired my coach, who just happens to be Lisa Nichols' coach, Susie Carter, Susie said, Nicole, you taught program development at USC. You taught program development at Boston University. What are you doing? You're not developing programs for yourself. Duh. So that system that I have that I use now, what I'm telling you guys to do to create your own system, I had to do for myself in 2011. I had to sit down 18 years in and say, oh, shoot. And literally in that first 60 days of creating my first product, I made $10,000, from $13,000 every year to $10,000 in 2 months. In that first year, I was projected to make $240,000. I said $240,000 from $13,000 to $240,000. And the reason I say projected is because I got an offer to join Motivating the Masses to, in essence, do what I was doing in my company, where I touch maybe 3,000 people every year. Then I work with over 38 million people all over the world. And so what I do with entrepreneurs is teach them the system. I begin to implement myself that moved me from 13,000 to 240,000 just by creating not just income, but creating programs based on your unique signature, your unique USP, unique serving proposition, not selling, serving. Because, again, that gift set that I placed in you can serve all those you are called to serve. So if any of you are interested, I am actually giving away one free strategy session call on this today. I don't know if Steve wanted to do this now, but here I go. So anybody that's listened to my voice, I'm happy to do a 30-minute strategy session. And here's the thing about me. Again, if I'm not a good fit, I'm not going to force it. I will recommend someone else to work with you if, when I'm doing a strategy session call, I realize you have another need besides content development or you need something first. So for the first, one person, Steve, how do you want to figure out who that person is? Do you want me to have them email me, or what do you want to do?
The first person that emails you.
Me. Okay. So my email address is info@NicoleRobertsJones.com. Nicole is spelled N-I-C-O-L-E, Roberts with an S, like Julia Roberts, and then Jones. So, again, NicoleRobertsJones.com, and that's info@. Email me. The first person will get a free strategy session. And happy to serve you around growing your business and really expanding your impact so that you can start to make that income.
Nicole, just for people who aren't aware, let people know what a strategy session for you usually costs.
So a strategy session with me usually costs $9.97 for 30 minutes. So that's a huge, huge, and that's not even the value. The value of it is over $2,800, but I charge $997. So you're getting a $997 30-minute strategy session for free, and happy to do that.
Free.
To honor all of you that listen to Steve's show.
I hope your email address is blowing up right now, but just in case, give us your email one more time.
It's info@NicoleRobertsJones.com. And just write in free strategy session in the subject, so I know it's you.
All right. Well, I hope that everybody does it. Don't worry about whether or not you're first. I mean, do try to be first. But if you're listening to this a year from now, send that email. Do it now. Don't even wait for the end of the show. You're going to multitask during the show anyway.
And look, and I'll interrupt Steve and say, for those of you that email me anyway, I'll think of something special to give you because that's just how I am. So, you know, whether you're first or you just know you're ready to build programs and products, then just email me anyway and I will make something special available.
Now, you guys need to understand how impactful that is. Nicole, I know, actually has already filled her schedule, has expanded her schedule for who more could I work with, and filled that too, and is now expanding her schedule again to be able to serve you. It is totally worth it. I mean, if you don't do anything else with this show except for send an email, you need to do that right now. It is so worth it. So, Nicole, we need to wrap up here in the next couple of minutes, but let's give them something really impactful. What is the number one thing a person could do right now to get a project started?
To figure out their first step, just take one step. And if you don't know what that step is, then I would encourage you to get into a course or a class that's going to begin to teach you so that you're growing yourself to begin to take that one step. But don't wait. Don't wait till tomorrow. Everybody say now. Start now. Start now.
Yeah. I really can't encourage y'all enough. You know, Nicole and I sit here and we talk like old friends because we really love just talking to each other. And we both agreed at the beginning of the show that we were just going to let everybody else hear one of our conversations. But this woman is an impactful, empowering, amazing woman that you will never regret, whether it be a two-minute conversation in an elevator or you jump on board and do the next 6 months in programs with her. Your life's going to be changed. Don't miss out on the opportunity. NicoleRobertsJones.com, and that's Nicole with an E, so N-I-C-O-L-E. RobertsJones.com. Please, please do that. Nicole, I said before we started that we were going to end up talking too long and wishing we had several hours, but I do appreciate how busy your schedule is, and I really appreciate you taking the time with us this morning.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and, you know, let me just say that what you do for entrepreneurs to really give them a space to expand and grow, just give them a place to do that, and to just, I just love what you and Kathy are doing, so just thank you for you doing you and for having me on your show. I appreciate you.
Well, folks, we have once again reached the end of another show. I need to give a couple of shout-outs for some special things that are happening today. Today, actually, as we're recording this, is my mom's 77th birthday, and I know she listens faithfully. So in spite of that, you know, that she may not be my target market. Happy birthday, Mom. I love and I appreciate you. And I also want to shout out to the people that are listening to the rebroadcast of this on the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I'm really excited to have been included in their realm and encourage you to check me out there or iTunes or Stitcher or any of those kind of things. Listen in next week. Our guest, Heather Picken, is going to talk to us about social media and really making an impact with social media. In the meantime, remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Have a great week. Go out and live as a thriving entrepreneur today.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.